Welcome back to Kiara Nation on Anchor. Sorry for the delay, and we'll continue to have delays. I have to tell you that there's been a lot of sabotage and family issues and COVID and just a bunch of stuff that I've had to deal with. And I do about 85% of the work on all my shows, my sites, and so I'm playing catch up. So bear with me and thank you for listening. Enjoy.
Tonight we have a very special guest. And she will be talking to and telling us about what needs to be improved as well as what exists in the world of sexuality.
I act silly. Hi. How are you?
Hi, there we go. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Great to meet you.
You too. It's so nice to meet you. I'm so glad we're finally doing this. I know your work very well. I am a big fan of yours and Michael's, and it's just so awesome to finally connect.
Yes, I'm so happy, and I'm glad that you guys are raising that money and doing what you're doing, because it's needed. It's about time. It's really about time, because we all have to be included. My personal, let's say, theory or whatever you want to call it, is that it's about inalienable rights, not the human rights that the UN, not the constitutional rights, but inalienable rights. And that's the right of nature, and it's our nature, how we're born. No one has the right to squash it. We're too way far ahead, and we need to get, you know, as human beings, we need to get there, you know.
Yes, I could not agree more. It sexuality in our and our bodies, physical bodies, are so core. It's crucial to, it is who we are. Like, we are sexual beings and we are embodied beings, and that we can't experience that's taken away from us by all of the structures of society in the physical world, in the digital world. It's very unfortunate, and it's taken a lot away from many of us, and especially the more marginalized you are, the more they take it from you. So
More they feel like they have the right to take it for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I wanted to first introduce you. So welcome back to Kiara Nation. Kiara Nation's been a little bit sporadic, as my audience knows, because we are replacing some cooking with cleavage, and I'm getting the right kind of guests for this show. And because, just like how I work in my adult business, I produce quality and things that are from the soul, and those things take time, you know. So I want to. May I say your whole name, or do you want me to?
You could say.
This is Val Infante.
Elefante, yeah.
Elefante.
Sí. Elefante.
Oh, no, pues, Elefante. This is Valerie Elefante.
That's me.
And I'm so happy to have her here. We are going to talk about the social media platform called Lips. You know, Lips, like, and like these. No, I'm just playing.
That would have been awesome.
You see me get up and be like, yeah, and these lips. Yeah, no, but anyways. Yeah, we're happy to have her here. She's going to tell us about the platform. She's also going to tell us about this amazing campaign she has going on. And it's called Banned on the gram. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that. First, tell us something about you, Val. Anything.
Let's see. Well, I guess I'll start by how I found out about your work. So the audience knows that I met one of Goddess Kiara's friends, Michael Ellsberg, on the set on actually an erotic film school program that we both did together with Madison Young, who is a well-known feminist erotic filmmaker. And we were both there to learn how to create erotic films. And after 3 days, had written, produced, directed, filmed, edited an erotic film. It's called Luminous Lust. And Michael became a friend and colleague and ally in all of this, and went on to make more work after that, which I followed, and including the film that you two created together, which I love so much. So that's a little bit of fun fact about me, you know, filmmaker background, and how I came across your work is through a friend of ours, of both of ours.
Yes, he is wonderful, and I'm happy that we're all getting together. Yes. Yeah. So tell us about our lips. How did you come to?
Yeah. So Lips was actually started on a college campus in about 2008. Our original founder and the CEO of Lips, her name's Annie Brown, and she was an undergrad at William & Mary, a school in Virginia. And she, for her women's studies course, basically for her final project in the course, she decided to start a zine. It was kind of just out of sheer need. She felt like no publications on campus felt safe enough for her to express herself, submit her work, and God forbid, acknowledge human sexuality. And so she started a zine, Lip Zine, and invited her classmates and friends to submit to a publication. And she, cut and pasted and glued together these zines. And yeah, and just like all of a sudden, folks in the community, women and queer folks, and just people who hadn't really felt like there was a place to do that, finally did have that. And after that final project was over, she was like, I'm going to continue this. And she kept cutting and pasting those zines year after year, all through college. She went on to put the zine online so that people around the world could submit to it. Mm-hmm. She created an Instagram account. And, as many artists do, and especially, erotic artists or artists who deal with topics related to sex and sexuality, she faced a lot of barriers when she went to put her zine into the world, into digital space, and realized that these biases and the things like censorship and the things and stuff like harassment that mainstream platforms sort of enable or the technologies that we use allow for don't need to be there. Like there doesn't need to be censorship. There's a way to allow humans to express themselves and their sexuality without that needing to be inappropriate and and censored and like kind of hidden and forbidden, or it's not an invitation for comment, harassment, bullying, like homophobia, transphobia, anything like that. Unfortunately, the platforms that we have enable those things. And she was like, that doesn't have to be the case. And she went on to start Lips. And I joined right about that time. So in that transition from a zine to our actual own platform. And that was how I found out about it. I was just researching online. I was looking for kind of folks building technology in ways that I felt like acknowledged the fullness, realness of human experience, particularly around sexuality. I was writing a thesis for college also, similarly about sort of technology and you know, intersectional feminist and queer theory. And I was just scouring the internet and I came across Lips. So I reached out to her. I said, I love what you're doing. I love what you're building. It's so important. This was about 2 years ago. And she was like, join the team. And we were, you know, it's, we've been unpaid, you know, not a single dollar paid. We were just like, we want to build this so badly. And we put a bunch of time, energy, effort, and love into it. And we were lucky enough to get a grant from a youth mental health focused accelerator, which was so nice to be acknowledged by, you know, folks thinking about LGBTQ youth out there and someone, you know, yeah, just like said, yes, this is what's needed, gave us some money to build a very basic version of the Lips app. And now where we're at today, we have over 15,000 users in the community. I hate calling them users, like members of the community. And we're trying to raise some more money. So like you mentioned, we have a campaign that we're launching so that the community ourselves can invest in the platform so we can all own it together is like a really important part of it. And at the same time though, raising awareness around the issues that that we're facing online. So that's the Banned on the Gram campaign on Instagram to demonstrate how widespread the problems of censorship and harassment are on the mainstream apps and point to alternatives that we can go to that where we don't have to worry about any of those problems. So that's the scope and the background of how Lips came to be.
Okay. How many stories have you gotten already?
Well, the Lips community has, we have over 20,000 followers on Instagram, and we've been collecting stories of, you know, people's censorship and harassment and, you know, people reporting their abusers in digital space and themselves being deleted. So we have thousands at this point. We've been collecting those stories since Lips turned digital. I mean, since the beginning, you know, Annie, her cut and paste zine was you know, getting submissions about that kind of stuff too.
Is there a link to your
It got unfortunately censored.
Let me put this out there. Okay, anyone, especially from Lips, the members of Lips, who would like to tell their story, and I dare YouTube, and I dare any other platform. Plus, I have my own server, so I can. You can't shut me up. I pay for it every month. You're welcome to come, and I will dedicate a month-long series, everyday series, to each person. Every day I will make that time to talk to you, and you guys put it out here, and I will put it on my server.
Thank you. Thank you okay. so much. Yes.
Okay. The
community, yeah, thank you. That's amazing. Yeah, now we have the lips.social server that... Mm-hmm. Like you, you know, they can't get to us. We're not in the app store. That's important because the app store, if they were to see stories like this, like they would take us down in a second. So we built our own, it's called a progressive web app. We built so it can be used on desktop, like on Safari browser or Chrome or whatever you use. And you can also get it as a mobile app, as you know, although you were having some troubles with it, which is a direct product of us having just barely minimum resources to make sure that, you know, it's not as glitchy as it is and things. But again, hopefully, you know, in a few months, once we raise the money, it'll work seamlessly for everyone.
Can you tell us where some people can go ahead and invest or donate?
Yeah. So if you go to WeFunder, WeFunder.com/lips, you can invest in the platform there. The minimum investment is $100. That's just the platform's rule in order to own a piece of Lips. But with $100, you own, you know, I don't know exactly the percentage, will be 0.00 something of Lips, but you will own a piece of the company. And as we grow, you will, you know, get notified about the things that we're working on, what we're building, how it's growing. You will be kept up to date. You'll have decision-making power. So as a co-owner with us, you'll be invited to participate in the types of conversations that the community will be having about the future of it. And if any, you know, situations pop up that we need, you know, people to, our owners to come on and weigh in on, we'll invite you there. And then eventually one day, as we grow and grow and grow, hopefully you'll get that money back and a lot more is the dream.
Okay. So this is an all-inclusive, there's a lot of different sites and so forth that say all inclusive, and then minute you're a sex worker, they throw you off. Hmm. Can you, is Lips?
We will not ever do that. We are literally founded. We are founded on the idea of women, non-binary folks, and the LGBTQ community deserve a place to express ourselves. And we know that sex workers are an extremely important, necessary, valuable, worthy, healing community in the world that is for so long has been completely marginalized, undervalued, underacknowledged, and just thrown to the sidelines. And meanwhile, they do some of the most important, necessary work that we need in this world. And it's extremely unfortunate that is not recognized. And not only that, they also pioneer so much of technology. So these technology companies have been taking advantage of sex workers in extremely inappropriate, unfortunate ways, considering everybody on the internet wants to consume sex and sexuality and comes to the internet to do so. And yet those folks creating that content and doing that work and speaking with, you know, people and doing that healing work are not recognized. So we know all that. And we have been, all of us, actively involved in research, in activist work, on the ground, in digital space. We're involved in, you know, understanding and fighting FOSTA SESTA and the Earn It Act. That's what our team, that is the basic core of our whole philosophy. We've built that into every decision, everything, you know, I've never done sex work myself, although I did have a sugar daddy for a little while there, but I am, you know, extremely excited to build out the Lips team and continue to bring in voices and, you know, people on our board to paid employees of our team at every level to bring in, folks from the sex working community and from all different types of sex work and sex work adjacent communities. So that's just exactly who we are. We'll always be transparent about that. And we will never, ever, ever, ever do anything similar to what the mainstream apps have done to sex workers, because it makes absolutely no sense, is so unfortunate, and just perpetuates so many of the harms that our entire philosophy is built on fixing. It would be, yeah.
No, that's beautiful. You are your future, because I really feel that a lot of these sites are, rather than going forward, evolving, so to speak, they are going backwards into time. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the time of, when was it, the 1600s, when they had that A mark on the women, adulterous. Yeah,
Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, the Scarlet Letter. Mm. Sometimes I feel like that on Facebook or and Instagram and even YouTube, all of them. I feel that way, because they're like, oh, okay, so you have freedom of expression. You have history. You have all these other things where they said that if it's educational, you can. But somehow they find a way to warn me or stop me for 3 or 4 days, and you can't post anymore because of such and such. And I'm just like, why? And then they're like, I remember, if I can find that, I'd love to have it up here. I said, I'm like, we cannot promote you, because I went and wanted to boost my thing. And I'm like, why? Because I'm showing cleavage. That was their answer. They said that there's too much cleavage. and that that's why I can't promote. And then that's when I went, like, I swear my mind went back in time. And I'm like, wait a minute, yeah. What year is this? I'm showing yes. too much cleavage.
I know. It's crazy. It's so crazy. It reminds me of like sitting in, you know, middle school classrooms in a tank top and being told that I'm distracting. Like right. I'm the problem because I'm wearing a tank top.
Right.
I'm the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, that wouldn't be a problem if it was normal. It's like when I used to do the nude protest and so forth, no one would have an issue. It's funny because even the people that had an issue, I noticed after the second day or whatever that we were protesting naked out there, they weren't no longer shocked. They were almost comfortable with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's such an illusion. It's an illusion of shame.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a whole illusion of shame and body shame. And what do you have when you get body shame? That's what I like putting the show on and so forth, because I want people to realize that we carry around a bunch of baggage and extra stuff because of the body shame, because of the shame of sexuality. Sexuality is something you're feeling all the time. I don't care if you're an asexual or whatever. It's you still have a feeling, anything in your senses. Your senses are connected to your core, and your core is everything. And in everything, you're going to have feelings. It may not be an overt sexual feeling, but it is your sensuality, and everything that feels good and sensual comes from your core, you know, sending out all those messages of pleasure and niceness. And what I begged to somebody to really explain to me what's so great about suffering.
Yeah. And you bring up such a great point. I mean, just it's all an illusion, and we're living in, unfortunately, it's a fake world. We're so detached from our bodies and our souls and our cores. Somehow we've gotten here, and now we have things that are normal and we have things that are not, and things that are really healthy and positive and helpful and would be really great for us to think about and embrace every day and learn about, like our anatomy, are just, it's like, why is it shameful? Who said that? Why are we here? How do we get here? And like specifically with the promotion stuff, and like that's always going to be part of Lips too, is like, we're not just going to allow for sexual content. We're actually going to and believe in promoting it and believe in sharing it and getting it in front of folks who have been oppressed and who have had sex used on them as a weapon, I often say, because I'm a rape survivor and it was used on me as a weapon. And therefore it has taken me a long time for it to become something that I am comfortable in and feeling and sharing with others. So Lips is a place where I can explore that in a safe way. I can be confronted by content that teaches me and shows sex in an empowering way and shows how people are not letting not letting sex be used on them as violence, but actually embracing it as power within themselves. Mm-hmm. And that I can start to see that and model that and recover. That's the type of digital world I want to be a part of, not one that replicates all of the shame and harm that you just described in the mainstream world. I don't want to live in that world anymore. We can do better. We should. Yeah. It's healthy and better for us.
And we will. I want, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's all for now.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to put out there also is that I do believe Lips is wonderful. And I hope that a lot of people take lips as a model, not just for sexuality, but in life in general, because the longer we keep letting other people putting our lives and our in other people's hands, we're not gonna we're going, that's where we are subject and basically enslaved to that person and their ideology and their this and that. We have to keep, we need to remember that we are powerful people, and each person or each person and the group can come together and really change our world, but everybody's got to have a part in it. And what you guys are doing is exactly that, is changing the world in that arena. And it, your model could be taken to any other thing that any other person wants to do, rather than complain, scream, and just talk about it. You guys are actually acting on what you're talking about. And I think that's really wonderful. You're putting your, and I can't even really say putting your money where your mouth is, because you guys are working out of nothing. And that's so beautiful. I'm going to share something with you. I have an organization, a foundation for my people in Mosquitia on the eastern side of Nicaragua and Honduras. And we are marginalized heavily. We are being ethnically exterminated and all that. And everyone's like, no, the UN wasn't giving us any money to our organization, but we've been doing it on our own, from our own pockets and stuff. That's why when I heard you guys say, when I heard you say, we're doing it for, we're not even getting paid, but you're doing it though. And somehow, some way, when you're doing something and you really put your mind to doing something, you will get that like help from elsewhere, and it will come to you. So nothing's impossible. And I'm so glad you guys are here, and you're going to be here to stay, I promise you, because you guys are just doing it from here. And everything that comes, not from the cleavage, but from my heart.
And the cleavage too. It comes right out.
Right? Oh, you guys are doing it. Yeah, you guys are, you guys, I can see you guys going very far, and I wish you so much the best. And I want you guys to come back and visit and give us progress reports.
I definitely will. I want to say that I can tell by your platform that you are living in your truth as well. And I am so inspired by you and your work, and that all of your work is coming from your heart too. And that, you know, my heart is with yours, and I'm supporting you. And however lips can be there for you, I hope you know that we are so excited too. And I want to talk more about your foundation, and I want to hear how I can, yeah, better support you guys. And like, definitely, I mean, just feel you on, you know, part of this whole illusion is that you need money to do anything. And it's like, hello, I just built an app without a dollar. So proved you wrong there, proved you wrong, didn't need it. And, you know, I think not even that can stop us. And you're right. When it comes from within your body and in your heart and in your cleavage, nothing can stop you.
I love you. Okay, so remember, please put this out on the Lips platform. Yeah. To come here, Kiara Nation, and give us your story about being banned on the on Instagram. We're gonna go ahead and let you guys use this platform as your where you guys can go and get your video and everything. I'll put a little Lips. I'll have my guy make an extra page, and I'll give it to you guys, and you guys can use that for the video if you want.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You guys can put it there on your video, okay? And then I'll send you the link, and then I'll put it up here when I go ahead and edit this. Okay.
Oh my gosh, yay. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Yes.
And then I'll give you my maintenance guy, because then you guys can give them the videos, videos, and he'll put them up for you.
Okay. So we'll ask the community to, we'll post this video, we'll ask the community to submit videos of their stories.
Yes.
Okay. Love it. Okay. I love it.
Love it. I love you. And I can't love wait to you. Meet you one of these days.
I hope so. Yes. Are you, you're in California?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One of these days.
I'm in New York, my sister lives, where are you?
In Brooklyn.
Fuck no, my sister lives in Brooklyn.
Well, oh my gosh, okay, let me know when you're around, and I will let you know when I'm back in California.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Okay, oh bye, Val. Bye. Thank you so much.
Love you. We will talk.
Okay, and I'll send you once he makes the page, I'll send you the link to that page. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, goddess. You're amazing.
Goodbye, darling. Okay, goddess. Bye-bye. Thank you guys for joining us. And I will put everything out once I'm done editing. I'll go ahead and add that. And right now, guess what we're going to do? We're going to cook with cleavage. 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 Thank you. Oh, don't forget to like, subscribe, like, follow, and swallow if you like that type of thing, but I keep it all inside the prophylactic because I don't like that weird boogery looking stuff, especially in my lip. But that's another story. Let's get back to cooking. Let's go. You shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No. You like that laugh? Thank you.